In Myanmar today, Aung San Suu Kyi went on trial. It is a bizarre case for the democracy activists. She's charged with harboring an American man who swam to her lakeside compound. The trial comes just days before she was scheduled to be released after 6 years of house arrest. Our story comes from a reporter in Myanmar, a reporter we're not identifying for his own protection.
There was absolutely no mention of the trial in Myanmar's state-run media this morning, but that didn't stop hundreds of Aung San Suu Kyi supporters from gathering outside Yangon's notorious insane prison to show their solidarity with the 63-year-old Nobel Prize winner, who was taken to the prison from her home late last week. Suu Kyi's lawyer says she is adamant she never broke the law. The lawyer was able to meet with her briefly before the trial began. Two other lawyers who requested to join her defense team say they have now been disbarred to keep them from doing so. Suu Kyi is being tried for allowing American John William Yetaw to spend at least one night, possibly two, at her lakeside compound after he allegedly swam there the day after he arrived in Myanmar on May 3rd. Aung San Suu Kyi's lawyer says she told Yetaw to leave but took pity on him after he complained of being exhausted from his swim. She did not report him to the authorities, the lawyer said, because she, quote, did not want anybody to get into trouble because of her. But it is now Suu Kyi who is in trouble, and plenty of it, because of Yetaw's action, though his motives remain unclear. The Associated Press report Yetaw's wife said from her home in Missouri that her husband had made a similar swim last year, but that Suu Kyi's staff wouldn't allow him in. Here in Myanmar, supporters of the iconic democracy leader will likely find it hard to forgive Yetaw, who may have given the military regime a huge gift, an excuse to extend her current 6-year-long detention, which was set to expire later this month. But Aung San Suu Kyi could still cause problems for the regime. She still commands a wide following in Myanmar, where the ranks of democracy activists have been thinned considerably in the past decade, most recently by the brutal and bloody 2007 crackdown against monks and their supporters, and by another round that followed Cyclone Nargis last year. Conspiracy theories predictably abound. Suu Kyi supporters wonder why Yetaw was allowed back into the country after she reported his first attempt to visit her to police last year. People are also wondering why one of the most heavily guarded compounds in the country was allegedly infiltrated by a portly, asthmatic 53-year-old man. Some say Yetaw was set up. Others say he was simply the answer to the regime's prayers, and the security forces simply looked the other way when he swam to the compound, hoping Aung San Suu Kyi would make a mistake. Yetaw's daughter, Carly, told the AP he had no ill intention and wasn't trying to cause harm, but harm has been done, and many here say it might cost Suu Kyi her freedom again.
That was a reporter in Myanmar who we are not identifying for his own protection.